Hi, this is Paul from PaulBEvans.com. We are continuing our look at how to rule our results, really take control of our life and be what we need to be, do what we need to do the right time in the right way, and really impact the lives of everyone around us. So law number one was control your time. Law number two, control your thoughts. Law number three, control your actions. Now, law number four, to rule your results, control your reactions. You know, as we've talked about controlling your time, thoughts, and actions, those are things that center on us, but we can't control everything, and you certainly cannot control other people. Because there's no telling what those crazy folks may say or do. They might say something like, you're wanting to do what? Make money online? Have you lost your mind? You're wanting to lose weight and shape up? Didn't you have that same goal last year? Quit dreaming. Get a real job. Look, maybe you just need to face reality. How do you react to stuff like that? Do you think they're right? Do you get angry and want to prove them wrong? You wonder why they pick on you? Do you wipe a tear and then think about giving it all up? Control, 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 all of that. But often the enemy isn't out there, and it might not even be them. Sometimes the enemy's a lot closer, like right inside our own heads. That's why controlling our thoughts is so important. Sometimes it's a bright red, hot donuts now sign at Krispy Kreme. And that's why we control our actions. Sometimes it's one more slap on the snooze button. And that's why we control our time. And if it's your head or donut or sleep that wins, there's a subtle, a tiny reaction that can take place. And it's dangerous too. Everything doesn't have to be explosive. One of the most dangerous is called the okay reaction. Okay creates a false belief, a way of convincing ourselves that this failure to control our time, thoughts, actions, it's just one time. I'll cheat this once, just a little bit. I'll be right back on the straight and narrow tomorrow. You can insert a low, soft whistle right there. You know, whoa, stop. It's treacherous. It's okay, just this once. That will kill your dreams. It'll kill your resolutions. It'll kill your good intentions. It's okay, just this once can turn into a chain reaction, and then it's all over. So whether you get angry at someone for attacking your dreams or you get lax and unintentionally drop them one donut at a time, both are failures to control your reaction. And the way that you deal with what's confronting you at the moment, the way that we focus on that can determine the outcome. Some things are major, some things are minor, but all are resolution deadly. All are results deadly. Reaction does not have to be unmeasured and unchecked. So we can protect ourselves from runaway recoil by doing three things. You know, as we think about controlling our actions, number one, or controlling our reactions, number one is to have advanced decisions. Chances are high that nothing unusual has really derailed you in the past. Everything that I mentioned above, it's normal. All those things could have a premeditated response. You could easily prepare yourself and laugh at the skeptic. You can call your mind a liar. And you can yell no at the donut. In fact, I'd like to suggest that. You know, the next time that you're going by a donut shop, why don't you run in real quick and start screaming no to the donuts? I mean, just to see what happens. I'm sure, you know, nobody in a uniform will show up. You already know 90% of what you're going to come up against. There are very few surprises, actually. You can decide right now what you'll do and what you'll say so you don't have to think about it when it actually shows up and you won't have to react at all. Number two is accurate assessment. Don't overreact. I hear people say things like, I'm a complete failure. What? It's not even possible to be a complete failure. Or they'll say, I never do anything right. Huh? That's nuts. We got to get logical. Think for a few minutes and really consider the situation before jumping to crazy extreme conclusions. There are things you are doing right now. So don't forget about that. Don't think that one failure is able to spread against your whole life and discount everything that's ever been done or ever been said. That's nuts. Have an accurate assessment. And then arrest your emotions. When it comes to reacting, more emotion is not better. One time I was in India, and our group did not use the right taxi system at the airport. About 20 drivers surrounded our vehicle. They threatened to disassemble the SUV and disassemble our driver. Now, what if I'd stepped up, got in their faces, and screamed, "I'm an American! You can't treat us like that!" Yeah, wouldn't be recording this right now. I couldn't let my emotions take advantage of the situation. It would have been crazy. It could have been deadly. When have you ever made a solid, high emotion decision? Now then, on the opposite side, when have you ever made a bad, high emotion decision? I'm betting that second list, it's way longer. I mean, way longer than the first list. If we're going to make solid decisions, if we're going to control our results, we've got to control our reactions and not let them get out of hand. So control your time, control your thoughts, control your actions, control your reactions. Next time we'll look at the last law, law number 5. Hey, visit me online, paulbevans.com. Sign up for my newsletters. And I appreciate you listening to this podcast. As always, success is not an accident. Be blessed.